I said, wait, come over here and pass my food up on this plate.
This is Zach, Woody and Fabulous.
Hi, this is Ethan.
Is that your greeting? Is it your intro?
I don't have one. I just blew up on it.
Love that. Lovely. Okay, so we're going to talk about weight and weight journeys.
Yeah, loss fatness and Everdeen. Gain. What?
Did you say fatness Everdeen?
Fatness Evergain.
Oh. These are stupid. It's because my hair is to the side. Is that what that's about?
You wish.
Cute. Anyway, so how's your... let's talk about, like, you know, as we get older, you know, things get a little jigglier.
Right, yeah. I can't really... Then we prefer... But, like, oh, I can definitely really? See that for you, yeah.
That's really funny that you say that you can't relate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, our listeners will never
Didn't
know.
Didn't you say you feel it's like an accordion like when you sit down? Them.
What?
Didn't you say you feel like an accordion when you sit down?
No, I never said... What? I never said that.
You look like one when you sit down.
How the funny! Didn't sign up for this.
Deflating like an accordion too.
Fucking bitch. That's you.
Oh shit. Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm projecting. Anyway, so I guess I'll start.
Didn't you say you look like an bitch?
So my weight gain journey, because I definitely haven't had a weight loss journey, started when I was in my
infancy?
Early 20s. Oh. No, like, I was at my skinniest in my mid-20s, and then...
Yeah, I remember that really old YouTube video that you showed me and Jess during one of our wine nights, where you were, like, getting your ear pierced or something.
My lip.
Oh, your lip, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was forever ago.
Yeah, you were living your twink fantasy then.
I would say I was also not my skinniest then either.
Really?
Yeah. When I lived with... Y'all, I was at my skinniest.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know.
You were also, like, at your most, like, mean and intimidating at that point.
That's good. Anyway, so, like, ever since then, I've been on this weight gain journey by accident. I don't know who traded destinies with me, but Jesus Christ. You know, and now I'm at the point where I'm just like, maybe I should get me some Ozempic or some Wegovy or whatever the fuck it's called.
Some little weight loss.
Like, I go to the gym, but then it's like, it's easy for me to gain muscle. So it's like, when you see that you're gaining weight, when you go back to the gym, you kind of get dissuaded.
I've also seen like your Apple Watch goals and like, honey, like you could just like shit for an hour and like close all your rings.
What?
Like, your goals are so small.
Oh, are they?
They're so small.
You've never met yours, so I would never know what yours
are. Because mine are, like, standard human goals.
Okay.
I'm just lazy.
Okay.
Yours are, like, so small.
Uh-huh.
And, like, so there was one day that
What's your point?
There was one day that me and my gym buddy were gymming in the gym after work.
Uh-huh. As you rarely do.
As we do regularly, just not very regularly in the last month. Anyway, I saw that you had closed, I think, either all of your rings or, like, your workout ring at a time that I knew you were in the car on the way home. I was like, this fucking bitch is sitting the fuck down in traffic. How could she be closing her rings?
Because I walked to the garage. That's
hard. And Jess was just like, because his goals are so fucking low.
She doesn't have an Apple. She didn't even wear her Apple Watch.
But she knew. And I was like, wait a minute. And like the trust and verify, I went and I looked and I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Those goals are so small.
Your watch has never like suggested that you change yours because it did mine.
It was like, hey, you're a stupid bitch. Lower your goal.
No, it was more so like, I see that you're like sedentary. So, or whatever the word is.
Yeah, sedentary is the word. Which is why I was shook
less
that
active,
you were,
so lower the goals.
Which is why I was shook that you were closing your rings. And then
what
I
is the goal? What is your goal now, bitch?
What is it? Why don't you tell me?
I don't know. Can I see yours?
Yeah, I should be able to. That's how I saw yours.
How do I get to it? Do I swipe over? Nope. Swipe down? Nope.
Do I submit a swipe?
I don't know how to get. Oh, here are the peoples. Fuckhead.
Fucking fuck.
So, stand goal is the same. Exercise is half, and so is move goal is half. So, that's the only difference. What is it? Oh, look at that.
What is it?
I have a an award, total win over you.
What do you mean a win?
We've competed before.
We've competed?
Yeah, it says that I've won.
I never agreed to such a competition.
Anyway.
That's crazy.
I'll change it back, you know, eventually.
Sure.
When it tells me to.
Yeah. Obey the machine, they say.
Yeah.
Just like with AI. Maybe I'll just
stop wearing my Apple Watch because I'm kind of like over it now.
They need to make like a fitness tracker that's not your Apple Watch.
Like, oh, just like the Galaxy Ring?
Well, so yes and no. Like, I would love to wear just like a cute, sleek bracelet with no display that is still like an Apple product. It's still like an Apple Watch. Huh?
Like that Jawbone.
Jawbone. Tracker. Yeah. Jawbone is what it was called.
We were talking about it and we were trying to figure out what it was. And it just came to me.
Yeah. Jawbone is what it was. We kept saying Jabra and that was wrong.
Jabra. Chet. Jawbone.
Jawbone is what it was. That's it.
Because I remember what it looked like. I just trying to remember
the callback. Jawbone is exactly what it was. Mine was green.
Mm-hmm. I think mine was like a blackish, grayish color.
Everything that you own is black. Except this brown sweater.
Every time I wear it to work, everyone compliments it.
I know they do. Well, everybody loves brown there. It's an office.
Just because that's all you can see doesn't mean that's what the color is.
It's brown. I don't know what you're talking about. It's brown and gray and white.
There's blues.
Like, it's white. It's gray.
That's orange.
It's white.
That's orange, you dumb bitch. You have
black on it, too.
That's blue.
It's... Shut the fuck up. I know you're trying to trick me with color blindness.
Okay.
Those are the colors that it is. I'll just
post a picture of the cardigan in question.
Anyway, it's boring is what I'm saying.
Okay, like, well.
Like, I hear you.
I don't see anybody. I don't hear anyone complimenting your outfits at work. Because you're deaf. It's fine.
Because every time I say anything to you, huh? I'll be shouting.
Oh, you know what? Even if they do compliment you. Even if they do compliment you, most of your wardrobe came from me, bitch. Because I've put on a couple of pounds and I can't fit them anymore. See, look at that. I just segued right back into the
right,
the
but combo. Like, everything that I wear better.
Do you?
I do, because I get compliments on it. I get so many compliments on it. Like, oh my God, Ethan, you look so great. You're so fashionable. Like, I fucking know, because I wear this in such a great way.
Okay.
But the only things that I wear that, like, were really yours. Well, I take it back. I wear the fuck
out of it. Yeah, you're wearing it right now.
I wear...
What the fuck was that laugh? Oh, God.
I do wear the fuck out of this little, like, jacket moment. It's
starting to split under the arm.
I know it is. And there's a hole in one of the arms. Like,
How often do you wash it? Never?
No, I wash it pretty regularly.
When's the last time you washed it? Here.
I washed it 2 weeks ago. I wear it all the time, so I wash it pretty frequently. But what I do, I don't put it in the dryer.
So he wears it pretty often, and he washes it every 2 weeks.
I washed it last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, I washed it.
Mm-hmm.
I wash it, like, maybe, like, once every 2 or 3 months.
Is that why your intro the other day was just like, your boy's a little stinky?
Not because of this. Okay. This is, like, outerwear. I wash this
You know, every frequently. Time I come over to your house, I never hear your washer and dryer going.
Because they're not going when people are
here. The chances of... me hearing the washer and dryer going as often as I come over here should be pretty mid. I should be able to hear it at least once.
I love that you say that, because before you started coming here for podcasts, I was going to your house for podcasts. I never once heard your washer and dryer going.
Okay. But it definitely does.
So I love that you're saying that. Because
no, it does, because I've gotten the notification while we were recording before.
I never heard that. Yeah. I can't corroborate that.
Well, you don't
that.
Hear much.
I love that. I love that. I love that. I don't hear much. I hear everything. You don't hear much. You're the one that don't hear much.
There's that bitch. There's that Pentium 4 brain catching up. I'm
calling the kettle black in this moment, honey. Bitch.
The Pentium 4 brain catching up.
No, I... Wait just a...
whoa. Stutter.
Red lipstick in my white Valentino bag?
Oh, shit. Anyway, so back to the topic of choice this week.
Yeah, chunky yet funky.
Chunky yet funky. So, you know, you put on a little bit of weight, try to work out, you do the yogas.
Yeah, hot yoga.
Did I take you to hot yoga?
No, but I know I took
Justin to hot yoga.
Yeah.
And he was trying to do an inversion, and the instructor came over to him and was just like, have you done inversions before? And he was just like, no. And she was like, so stop trying.
Oh, the shade.
Because it's a safety thing. They don't want you to do something that you've never done before. And she definitely knows that he's never been there before. Oof. So it's just like, don't try something that you've never practiced without assistance from an instructor. And like, she has to focus on everybody else. And she came up to him and saw what he was doing. So it wasn't like throwing shade. It was more so just like, look, I have to look at I have to look at like 20 other bodies in this room.
No, that's shade. That's why he never went back.
Oh God. Anyway, but yeah, like I used to go to hot yoga all the time, and inversions were my shit. I loved inversions. You know, this was, you know, I don't know, fucking 50 pounds lighter.
50?
My lightest, I was like 132.
And this was then? No, you were married at this point. No. I put on a little bit of weight.
I think my average weight was probably around like 160, 170 when I was married, which is like the healthy weight.
I'm about 170 now.
Okay. Excuse me? I'm definitely not. As of like last week was like 212. So, yeah. I don't have a problem talking about it because, I mean, shit, it's not like I can do anything about it other than just, like, talk about it or try to lose it, which I'm going to try to lose it with Ozempic. I'm going to see if my doctor can give me that. Maybe my insurance will cover it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Because, like, we know somebody at work that's on it, so. And I keep getting ads because I keep talking about it on, like, every fucking app that I'm on.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, let me try. Let me see what happens. So I sent a message to my doctor and I was like, let's get on this bandwagon. Because apparently, you know, it changes your relationship with food. Makes you really less hungry, which is pretty much what I was like when I was on, Ritalin? Either Ritalin or Adderall. Like, I didn't want to eat. You don't want to do anything. You're just kind of like a zombie.
Yeah. So when I was on my ADD medication, it was Ritalin. Mm-hmm. I didn't eat anything ever. My parents used to have to like force me to eat. Like, we would have dinner.
You're not driven to eat. You don't want to do anything.
Yeah. My parents would like set me down for dinner and would like sit there and they would have to like constantly tell me to eat. Cause I'd just sit there and I'd like watch TV or like focus on whatever was around. And they'd just be like, put the food in your mouth.
I think for me, the reason that I want to do, I'll just start like saying Wegovy because Ozempic is the diabetic one. The reason I want to do it is because I do want to change my relationship with food again, because I've gotten to the point where it's just like, I see it, I eat it. Like, if I know that I like it and I like have cravings for it, I'm gonna go out my way to get it. So it's like trying to scale it back.
Yeah, I do that with, so like my problem with food isn't that like, I don't know, it's not like I eat everything or like I see it, I wanted to get it, but like there's sometimes when I do have a craving for something, and the moment I have the opportunity to get the thing that I'm craving, I'm gonna eat the fuck out of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's indulgence for you.
I was recently craving just like rice.
I think my new thing is like lo mein. I crave lo mein. Which
weird.
Is
weird. I wonder why. I wonder what it is. Because typically Panda. When you crave something, your body like has a need for it.
I don't know.
That's what I'm told.
I just like remembered this TikTok with what's her name? It's not Amy from like My 600-Pound Life, where she's like, I'm craving water. Oh, okay. I've craved water before, and I guess it's just my body telling me that I'm dehydrated. So
I mean, I've never craved water, but I've just been thirsty.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But it's like, I also had the same feeling of just like, I really want a pickle right now. But it's like, I really want water right now.
So like, there have been days I've just been at home, like either having wine or having coffee,
okay,
but not water. And like, I've like downed a whole cup of wine or coffee or whatever. And like, as soon as I finish, I'm just like, man, I'm still thirsty. Like, I want more. And then it like dawns on me, like, I haven't actually had water all day, and it's like 3 p.m.
That's why I've like started, you see me with the Stanley a lot more, because I've been drinking, that's all I put in there is water. I've been recently drinking tons of water.
I've been fucking up because I've been leaving my big water jug at work.
Just clean it out at work and then refill it.
Well, and yeah, and that's great for at work. When I'm home, it's not.
You don't have a work cup and versus a home cup?
No, I don't. I just have the one jug that I take back and forth.
Mm.
I have, like, a little bottle that's, like, the size of the soak-off nail thing. This is extra size, which is why when we're sitting around, sometimes I go for that because it's the same size. And you'll see me like reach like.
That's a no-no drink.
Yeah, it's because it's the same size bottle. But like it, when I'm drinking from it, it doesn't last very long. So like I just have the one thing that I bring back and forth. And I've been leaving it at work. So like when I'm at home, I'm thirsty. And I don't think about it because it's not right next to me. And so I'm not like, oh, water.
I want to take one of your Tums.
Do it.
Sorry. You know, old.
Well, so I thought ahead and actually brought that upstairs when you said that you were on the way. Because I was like, I'm going to have wine. He's probably going to have wine. He's going to need these Tums.
And you were correct.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's the red wine. It gets me every time.
Every time.
Every fucking time.
Every single time. Like, I'm having it right now. But I'm not going to have any.
Do you want one?
I'm about to go get me another cup in a minute.
I mean, just to prepare.
Fine. Give me the fucking jug.
Why are we like this? Why does red wine do that?
Because we're old.
Fuck my life, man.
Once you pass 33, it's just like, you know what? Acid reflux.
Uh-huh.
Indigestion.
So I started getting this other thing. It's not Tums, and it's the store brand, but it's supposed to be, like, concentrated, and it's supposed to help you throughout the whole day.
This, like, tastes like it reminds me of the, like, tropical flavor of the smoothies. The little Valentine's hearts.
Oh, yeah. They gave those out at work last week. You wouldn't know.
I got the little sucker.
Okay. But, yeah. So, you know.
You wouldn't know about it because you called out.
Yeah, bitch.
Because you let your life, like, dictate, like, your life.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you do that and, like, forsake your corporate job? Like, how dare you, like, look your career in the face and say, like, life is more important? Like, how dare you do that? And to that, I say, like, you're so stupid.
Bitch. Anyway, so what about your journey? How's your journey been? Your weight gain journey that you're on right now, currently.
I mean, it's been progressing.
Okay.
It, like, fluctuates.
So you say, like, you're 170, but you're tall. No.
We're the same height.
Are we?
We're the same human being.
You just look taller, I guess. Just at
different stages in our life.
Okay.
No, I'm 5'10". How tall are you?
5'8".
Oh, I'm taller than you then. Yeah. Really? You must have, like, big shoes.
That's why my BMI, I guess, is where it is.
Yeah, my weight fluctuates because I have an eating disorder. And so, like, if I have, like, a body moment, I'm just going to be bulimic for, like, 3 weeks and be fine.
Do you still do that?
Absolutely, I do.
You should stop doing that.
Of course I should. But here's the thing about eating disorders and, like, mental things in general. They don't go away. You always have it. It's always a thing. It's like being an alcoholic. Like, once you are forever. Okay. And if you slip in one place, you slip everywhere. Lord
Jesus. All right. So whenever we're, like, bantering back and forth and we're joking, does the comments that I will sometimes make trigger you?
Oh, for sure.
So then I'll stop those.
No, don't. Because, like, it's...
I don't want to encourage negative behavior.
It normally I'm fine.
Okay.
But it always, like, triggers this, like, self-reflection of, like, is that jiggle that I felt this morning a different jiggle? And, like, it definitely prompts me to, like, reevaluate where I am. Normally, it's fine. Normally, I'm okay with it. It's just if there are other stresses in my life in different places, sometimes it gets to be, like, more than what I can handle. And then it, like, causes me to go over the edge and, like, I go through, like, a spiral. And, like, it's rough. And it's not a direct result of, like, you joking or, like, someone else joking. Like, it's not that one thing. It's other things that just, like, kind of overload me at times. But, like, definitely it still happens. It's not frequently. It's, like, maybe, like, once or twice every 6 months. It's not that big of a deal, really. It's not like it was back in my early 20s where I literally almost died. Mm-hmm. It's just, like a mental health kind of thing where I just, like, it's not great and it shouldn't happen anymore. I agree with you. But, like, it's where it's at now is the best place it's been my entire life.
Just the idea of vomiting, like, I have trauma from vomiting. Really? Like, the only times that I've ever vomited were, like, when I got the flu really bad back when I was a teenager, and then, like, when I got blackout drunk at my cousin's house 1 year.
Interesting.
Because I was mixing dark and light liquors.
I've never thrown... So, like, I've thrown up from being too drunk.
And also beer. I was mixing all of them.
I've never mixed beer with, like, liquors. I like if I'm having beer, I'm just gonna have beer.
I was
beer.
Young. I didn't know any different.
I mean, I've never like had a taste. Like if I'm having beer, like I've just been like, yeah, I want this other. Like I've just had beer until I've been super drunk, or I've had like mixed drinks until I'm super drunk. But like mixing like lights and darks have never been a problem for me.
Well, you know,
both cases with just beer or with like liquors, I've gotten so drunk that I've thrown up, and that is hard. It's rough.
I hated the feeling of it because it was just like convulsing. Like you don't have any control over what your body's doing. It's just like, well, body's time to empty, and you're just like.
You're just like heaving into the toilet for like an hour.
Yeah,
for like
and I'm
one
just like,
bomb.
Please stop. Please stop. I will do anything. You're praying to a God you don't even believe in. You're just
praying
like,
to the toilet.
Yeah, you're just like, I will do anything right now to just not vomit.
And that toilet's saying, like, feed me.
Ugh, God. But yeah, it's.
For me, being bulimic is different than that. It's just like a power burp. It's all like I just like look at the toilet and regurgitate. Like, it's just like, bleh, done. And it's not the same. And it and you know how like when you're working out that like euphoric like I just did that was, wonderful like I did so good in this gym and this
so
moment.
You're just like
you
after a fresh vomit you're just
you
like ooh
same,
snatched
you get the same release no not ooh snatched but you get the same like euphoric like I just did this workout or did this good thing. And it's like it's not the same as being sick.
It's like a.
And I'm not advocating that you should try it.
No,
don't,
no,
don't ever, please.
No, no, no. I don't. Ugh, I don't like the feeling. See, that's like I said. It's a trauma thing for me. Whenever I think of vomiting, I think of like the worst time where I was just like, I will do anything, please. I don't even believe in higher power. I will pray to you.
Yeah,
it was traumatizing.
Sign me up.
Yeah. But no, like you feel like. Oh shit! What I'm trying to see you were getting to it, but I can't think of what you were trying to say. Like when you were just like, "Ooh, successful," or like yeah, like when you clean a room and you're just like, "I did that."
Yeah, it's the accomplished. It's the endorphins that you get from doing a thing.
Got you. You're just like, "I did that."
Yeah.
Cute.
And that. What's really bad about it is like that itself reinforces the thing that you did.
That's called addiction.
Well, yes, which is why I'm saying, like, an alcoholic or, like, someone that is addicted to drugs. Like, once you are that, you're that forever.
Are there,
like, you've trained your brain. You can't undo it. It's, like, it's always going to be something that's the part of
you. Are there support groups for that?
There are, but it's...
Have you ever gone?
No. So, I almost went to
one.
Would
you go if I were to go with you?
Maybe. Okay. So, I've looked up a couple throughout my... I haven't in, like, the last decade. I haven't. But every time I've looked up... support groups for bulimia, it's been women only, and usually it's been women who are also like victims to like different kind of things brought on by men. And so I wouldn't be welcome there because I am a man.
So what about like the LGBT center? I'm sure they've got to have something for that.
Possibly. I think like right now
just like message them.
I think I'm okay. Like I don't feel like I need to go to anything. Just because, like, I'm still, like, I'm at a pretty healthy weight. I'm a little heavier than I would like to be, but I'm not at the point where, like, something needs to happen desperately for me to, like, do whatever.
You also need to, like, realize, you know, we're getting older.
Right. And that, like, even
we're
though,
going
like,
to gain weight.
Even
easier.
Though, like, I'm, like, unhappy with the amount of jiggle that I have, like, I've, like, I'm still at, like, I'm not at a point where, like, I really want to change something or, like, I desperately need to do whatever. Like, I'm not pressured into doing anything. So like I feel like right now I'm fine. So I don't think I need anything.
Okay.
Probably if I start seeing results from going to the gym regularly, like if me and Jess like do whatever and like I start becoming fine as fuck, then I should probably want to go to the gym because that's when I would feel the most pressure to maintain that physique. And that's when I would need
it.
Less
on cardio and more on like weights. Because that will shift around the shape of your body. Because if it's the shape of your body, that's your concern. It's not so much how much weight you have. Because you're going to gain weight when you gain muscle.
Weight has never been a big deal for me.
It's the shape.
So, yeah. So when...
So address the shape.
Before I moved out of my parents' house, I did go to a therapist that dealt with eating disorders specifically. And her advice was get rid of your scale. Never weigh yourself. And I did. I threw that shit away. I don't have a scale here. I do, but I think it's somewhere in like a drawer or like a closet. No batteries in it. I don't weigh myself. I judge myself specifically by how I look in the mirror and if I'm okay with it or not. And so that's fine. I've never weighed myself since then. And the only times that I have weighed myself, it's been like a smart scale that like just measures your BMI.
I think that's what, yeah, it does my, mine does my BMI. I have a smart scale. But yeah, you know, so we're getting old and things are changing.
Yeah. Can't relate to that.
Okay.
The only thing that's changed in my body is like the color of my beard hair. It's like slowly transitioning from like dark brown black to ginger and then from ginger to white.
White?
White.
Oh no. Whatever will you do?
Die.
Okay.
That's the only thing to do eventually. Was that a good stretch, Penelope? Can I have a paw? Can I? No.
Nope. She said, nah, I'm good.
Can I have a paw?
She's like, nah, I'm good. No. She's like, I'll pass. Hard pass.
Her little section on the floor got too hot.
Oh, gnar. So, yeah, we're at different places. We're acknowledging different things in our lives that are triggers. Just like earlier, you know, when my titties jiggled, I was just like, oh, it's time to make a change.
Were you laughing? Is that what caused them to jiggle? Why were they jiggling?
I don't remember. Probably. I mean, that would track. Get a little jostling. I don't know. They just jiggle. They don't jiggle when I do this.
Do you know what I do that causes them to jiggle the most and it, like, pisses me off every time?
What?
Brushing my teeth.
The motion.
And they're just like, because I sleep naked.
When
like,
you I did this motion, morning. I thought of the scary movie scene where Cindy, like, flashes her boyfriend, but it's actually a man chest.
But yeah, yeah. So, like, I sleep naked. My entire morning routine is done, like, buck-ass naked in the mirror.
Okay.
And when I'm brushing my teeth, like I'm going like this, and my teeth are just like.
And you're just like, calm your tits.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes I just get, like, so frustrated with just, like, my whole body jiggling that I'll just, like, I'll put my toothbrush down. I'll, like, take, like, make sure, like, I'm, if I'm wearing anything, I take it off. And I'll just, like, I set everything, and I'll just go, like. I'm like, if you're going to jiggle, do it. And I'm just, like, I'll look at everything. I'm just,
the
like,
jiggle assessment.
Yeah, I'm just, like, you fucking fat ass bitch.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. So, I don't sleep naked, but, like, when I'm in the shower, like, the mirror is right across from the shower, so it's like I can see myself. And right now, I'm just kind of like, I got that, you know, booty. So, I'm just like, I like the shape. I like the shape of things, but I wish things were just a little more snatched in certain places. I was just like, maybe you should get a BBL. You know, get the tummy and the titty jiggles to go down south. You know, move it around. Relocate it.
Yeah.
Evict it from this place and, you know, let it move down there.
Move it to the slum.
Yeah. Move it to the slums. I've never thought about getting a BBL, but, like, I do like, you know, the shape of things at this current moment.
If my ass were smaller,
mm-hmm.
I would have given it consideration.
Oh, okay.
But, like, at this point, I'm like, I can't. I already can barely fit my pants. Oh, no, actually, that's a lie. At this point, I do not fit my pants. And I barely fit the pants that you have given me that you don't fit anymore.
Okay.
And if I were to get a BBL, I would not fit any of them. And I'd have to buy new pants.
I know.
And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
I know.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, because, like, when I started to... There's like... I feel like there's logic behind that. Because when pants. I... Yeah, yeah. It's when you start buying bigger size pants... You're just like, I got a little bit more room. I can, you know, a little more room before this gets really tight. And then you get to the point where you're just like, you're in a 36 and you're just like, this is my life now.
I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
You're wearing 34s. So, I mean.
I know. And I came from 32s.
So the thing is also that's weird is like, I have some 34s that I still fit in.
My size has been, my waist size has been 32s for a decade.
Or I used to be 30.
Same. I used to be 28.
Ugh. I used to wear women's. And I'm not trying to. That sounds like we're competing now. I used to wear women's size 7, 8, somewhere around there.
I don't know what those size mean.
I don't know. Because I used to buy women's clothes when I worked at Goodwill.
I buy pants with pockets. I don't know what those size means.
Well, no, like when I worked at Goodwill back in the day, like a decade ago, they'd get stuff from Target because they had a contract with Target. Like they would get the return stuff or the overstock or something was broken, something was ripped, whatever. We would go through it, reprice it, put it on the floor, and we would get some cute clothes from Target. So I would buy it up. And there was this one pair of bell bottoms that I really, really liked.
I know.
That were women's pants. I looked cute and I got flirted on when I was wearing them, so I felt really nice. Don't fit them anymore. That was like 10 years ago. I haven't fit in those pants for 10 years. Got rid of them by now, but you know, you just got some pants every now and again that you're just like, I feel sexy as shit.
Yeah.
I like how she just like deflates. It's like letting the air brakes out of the rear.
She just like does the stretch and is like, I'm done.
One of the things that I've always wanted to do that I've never done, like sidetracking for weight, I guess this is like a body shape thing. I've always wanted to go to like a stylist and just like see what they would put on me. Just like see, because obviously I have like my comfort clothes that like I think I look cute in. Uh-huh. I'm just like, what would they put me in? Because like that's what all of the fucking stars have. They have like a stylist that like, this compliments you. This is your look. Like I would want to do that with like everything and be like,
do it.
Go to like a hairstylist and be like, do my hair however you think would suit me.
You definitely have enough for them to fuck with.
I really do. And I've gotten to the point where I kind of want to do like short in the back, but keep the top and just like do the wavy rich hair look. I don't know.
The wavy rich? What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like, I want to cut some of the bulk out.
Yeah.
But it's like, I also want to
definitely do something with it. Like it's so,
it's getting on my nerves. And so hard.
Your hair has like, don't take this wrong way, but your hair is a very like annoying texture.
Very much. Is.
And it like it,
I can't do anything with it.
You've talked about it so much. It fucks up when there's moisture. It fucks up when there's, it's just your hair is a lot to deal with.
Very
and
much.
It's a lot to look at. No yeah. offense.
Mm-hmm.
So like definitely taking some bulk out of it and like going to someone that has the imagination to do something great with it would be, I think, benefit you greatly.
Like I want to dye it. And then I also,
I just want to dye.
I want to color it. I want to color it and then like, cover all the grays and then also put like some blonde highlights in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm, so like one thing that really bothers me about me at my age, is that my facial hair grows so fucking fast. I hate it. I hate it absolutely so much all the time.
Okay.
Because it's just like, it's annoying and it hurts. Like it hurts so bad all the time.
Why is it hurting?
Because
you should get that checked.
It hurts because the hair itself is so coarse that it doesn't like bend and flex like hair does, like head hair.
Okay.
Like this stays the same shape all the time. If I move stuff around, it's like stabbing into me. Like every time I touch my face, like I'm just being jabbed by hairs, like the hair poking back into the follicle, into my skin.
Speaking of hair, did you get the Nioxin?
No, I never did.
You should try it.
Maybe. I feel like I'm doing pretty good with my stuff that I have.
I would give you some of mine to try, twice a day now. But like, it's not made for like colored hair, so yeah. It's like I don't want to. I mean, your hair is fading right now, so it's like it won't.
Yeah, I don't care. Every time, so
it's
like,
a clarifying.
Every time I put the minoxidil in my hair, it like bleeds some of the blue out.
Yeah,
it's not that bad now that my dark hair has started growing back in. Like my roots are dark. Like I'm not.
Let it grow out again. Let your hair get dark and then start using the minoxidil, the Nioxin.
Yeah.
Because the conditioner part of it has menthol in it, which would then
supplement your minoxidil. I was thinking about just having like a full Britney.
Okay.
But now that it is longer, I can just cut all the blue off and still have a decent amount of hair. Because like the dark is pretty long now.
Let me see. Where does the...
So, like, you see where, like, the dark
okay,
ends.
Okay.
The dark is pretty long now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I could probably just cut all the blue off. I actually... So, what
go
I
to
want,
a hairstylist and have them do it.
I might. My hair is, like, a lot fuller than it used to be. Like, one of the reasons that I never went anywhere is because, like, my hair was not full, and I didn't want to just, like, go somewhere and say, I want this hairstyle. I'm like, with what you currently have, you can't support that style.
Just tell, I think, just go to a hairstylist and just be like, what do you think will suit me based on what I have?
Yeah.
I think that's what I need to do next. Yeah. I'm just like, I have, like, go there with obviously, like, some reference photos. You'd be like, I like the idea of this, like, the idea of that. Like, what do you think? What can you do?
Yeah.
We just need to find a good hairstylist that can do that for us.
Truly.
And we'll just go one day and just be like, hey, hook us up. If y'all got any recommendations, send it our way. If you've listened this far in the episode, because basically it's just, two old gays complaining about being fat, so.
That and old.
Yes. Do you have any other tidbits to add?
Tiddly bits? Not really.
See, I like talking about stuff like this because it's I feel like it's relatable. It's not stuff that I hear commonly when I listen to podcasts, but it's something that happens to everyone.
People talk about being fat and old.
Yeah. Shit happens, man. People get old.
Yeah.
The young people aren't going to listen and relate because they're just like, I'm young and I'm youthful and I'm beautiful and I've got all the world waiting for me. Okay, well, you're going to get old eventually.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But, you know, it's interesting to hear other people's perspective on how they're dealing with aging gracefully.
Yeah.
Because graceful is my middle name.
Where? I haven't seen a smidge of graceful aging from you. Actually, so one of the things, so... Before we wrap up, so I talked about like how I hate my beard.
Mm-hmm.
Our mutual friend also has a beard that they're working to not have. And they've recommended to me that
the light thing.
Like yeah, therapy. Yeah. They say that it is. I fucked up my mic. Let me fix it. They said that it has been working so great for them. And it doesn't cost that much. It's on Amazon. And they just, like, they use it frequently. Very, very frequently.
Probably test it out on a place that isn't your face.
I already have a place that I'm intending to test it, honey. Jesus Christ. Honey.
Oh, Jesus.
The moonlight is already pretty strong there, but this light's going to be brighter.
Oh, my God. Is this the same place that you were going to use your anal bleach?
Yes.
So it's real dark and real foresty down there. Got it. It's like a haunted forest down there.
Yeah. Well, both places annoy me anyway that they get hairy. So, you know.
If only we could move the hair from other places. Move it around.
Just get rid of it, honestly, at this point. Just cut my losses.
Like, we're done.
I'll take the L. Or the B. I'll take the B for bald.
So let's try something different at the end of this episode. I'm going to say something positive about you.
Okay.
And you say something positive about me. You go first.
Me go first? Wait a minute.
Yes.
Give me a minute. No, bitch. This is your idea. You go first. Give me a minute to think about something positive.
Okay. I think you're very optimistic, and I enjoy that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that the hair growth journey that you have been on from when you first started talking about like wanting to get on the various Hims products to where you are now, your hair is so much fuller. Your hair is so gorgeous. Like, even though like the texture sometimes like gives pilgrim, I think where you were to where you are now, like looking at photos, I think that like you are living the hair dream. And I love that for you.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome. I was actually looking at some photos recently, and this was back when we were like our original podcast moment where we had Gary and we had what's his name?
AJ.
Yeah, I forgot that he exists sometimes until I see him in pictures.
Okay.
But the photos of just like young Zach in there with just like that really like heartbeat monitor hairline, like you're. This looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to say something positive and I fucked up. But I love where you are now. Like, it looks good. It really does look good. I joke about your hair all the time, but it looks really good.
I'm trying to get it there.
It's there.
I need to.
You've been there.
It needs to find a shape because it's all different. It's all different textures. It's all different waves, curls, straight, flat. It just,
yeah,
the weather gets a little too moist outside and it becomes an afro. I don't know. It's just a sponge.
Yeah,
honestly, a sponge of hair.
Also, but like, it's getting there. Jokes aside about your hair, like, another positive thing, you like exude mama bear energy, which is super great.
Do I?
You truly do.
I can see that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's angry mama bear, which is a lot.
But I was going to say, well, I mean, you can say that. I was going to say overbearing. I know that I can stress people out, especially when I see a lot of potential, but they're not giving the potential that I see. And I'm just like, work harder.
Yeah. And like that's great. And it's the intention that really matters in most cases.
I'm working on like scaling that back, because if I ever do go into management, you have to know what kind of, I don't want to say promotion, but like, know what works to energize the people that you're managing.
Right.
It's a different style per person. So it's like, sometimes that just might be causing them stress and not really helping them, which it seems like it's doing in some people. So, you know, you just have to pull back sometimes, and some people it works, some people you worry that in the world of sink or swim that they might sink.
Yeah.
But you really, you have to put everything out there, you have to give them all the tools to succeed, and just hope that they use them, and step back and watch things happen.
Exactly.
Any last tidbits? Any last things to add to the weight episode that we've just talked about? A little bit of everything.
Yeah. This episode's been a little weighty, you know. No bits to tid. I think we're good. Do you have any triggers for the week? We haven't done triggers in a while.
Just the busy days. When I have the busy days, it's just really overwhelming, because it happens in waves, and when it happens, it happens. And I was so close on Friday after that meeting, before I had submitted my tickets, that I was just like, I'm gonna fucking clock out. I am so over it. I got so in my head that I was just like, I'm so overwhelmed right now that I can't think past it. Have you ever been in that spot where you're just like, my mindset is always, think of the situation I'm in, think of the solution, move forward and past it. I could not get past think of a solution. I was just like, all of the three new things that I had to worry about, plus the two old things. And I was just like, fuck my fucking life.
Yeah.
But you know, that's a trigger for me, but that's just a me thing and that I have to work on.
I get that.
I have another trigger.
Okay, girl, go.
Let me add the trigger. Microsoft customer service.
Yeah.
Is garbage. I called them.
You called
three Microsoft? Times.
For what?
Three times. So I moved my parallel setup. I
tried three times.
Gotta fuck you. What do you need? So I moved my parallel setup for my MacBook to my Mac Mini so that I could use my emulator or my
You need to get new keys.
Yes. So you have to get a new key.
Of course.
The first call that I had, the person, so it's like you go on the website, you create the ticket, and you tell them that you want them to call, and you give them the number. I got a call.
They're not gonna give you the key.
I heard hello, and then I said hello, can you hear me, and then I got immediately transferred to a survey. Guess what I did? Stayed on the line for that survey. I gave him a fucking one.
Of course.
I was just like, I said hello multiple times, I waited x amount of time for someone to reach out to me, and I got hung up on. I was so heated at the end of it. I said, thanks for not helping. Have a shit day. I literally said that on a recorded line. I was just like, that was pretty mean, but
that was a little mean.
That's how I was feeling.
I definitely would have given it to the robot.
The second time I actually got a person, mm-hmm. We got all the way up to the point where I had the correct version of, Windows 11 on my computer, because apparently Parallels automatically downloads Windows 11 Home. The license that I had was 11 Pro. So they gave me some commands to type in command prompt to upgrade it to Pro.
What do you mean? I thought it was just like a software limitation. Like, I thought it's all the same version. It's just like there's like a lock.
The keys for different versions. I don't That's what they told me. That's what it went with. Fierce. So I could see my other digital licenses on the activation screen, but I couldn't choose them because I had 11 Home, but 11 Pro was what my keys were for. She fixed that problem, and then she was just like, all right, it's not, we couldn't activate even after that. She's like, all right, well, let me go ahead and transfer you to tier two. It's going to be about a 2-minute wait, and then they'll pick up and they'll take it over. I waited for an hour. So long that the music stopped, and it was just dead air. I was like, I have no idea if someone has picked this phone up and is just not talking.
Hello.
So what I did is I grabbed the podcast phone and I set up another call on that one. And then I also called in. So I had at that point three lines going at the same time waiting to get the next available person. So by the time that I got to a person on the podcast phone, the computer had fixed itself.
Oh.
It activated. I had no issues. But I still told that person, I was like, look, this is what's happened. You can probably look up my phone number and you'll see that the other line is still tied up. I'm still waiting on a tier two person to answer that phone call. I have left it on the entire time that we have been talking. You have not provided me a solution. I have no idea what happened. The computer just decided to work. But we're done. I don't need anything else from you. Go ahead and end the call. I'm going to do that survey. And she was
you gave that person a shitty review?
No, they were just like, well, the survey is going to represent me, and I wasn't the one that caused all of the problems. I was just like, we're done, click. I didn't even bother with the survey. I just hung up. I was so heated at how Microsoft handled it. I'm just like, it took me four tickets, three phone calls to just get my fucking computer reactivated.
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm just like,
at that point, I would have just bought an OEM, like $5.
It's not $5. It's like $200 for the license.
Yeah. Do you buy it through Microsoft?
I wasn't going to buy it. I already had it. I had already purchased it. I was going to use what I already
Understood.
Had.
Understood. Yeah. So my PC here, there's like a bunch of websites that sell OEM licenses for like $5. You can buy Pro, you can buy Home, you can buy whatever. It's like $5, $10, $15 depending on the version that you buy. But it's like, the amount of effort that you went through reinforces why I just like don't fuck with Microsoft and I will just buy the license again if I have to.
I was just like, there should just be an easy way to just transfer this.
Yeah, they don't fuck with it. It's the same thing that,
they have that digital license thing now that's tied to your Microsoft account, so your license goes with your account.
Well, that's cute. Does it?
It does when you have the right version, apparently. Because it did end up fixing itself. She didn't do anything. The next person that I ended up speaking to. But, you know, I was just irritated. I was irritated as shit because I'm just like, I'm wasting so much time with something that is so easy to just take care of. I'm just like, I shouldn't be on the phone this long. And if you told me that I was going to be waiting just for 2 minutes and I end up waiting an hour, that infuriated me more than anything.
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm just like, you could have just warm transferred me. And if you would have determined that it was going to be more than 2 minutes, you could have told me that. If I would have known, hey, it's going to be a really long wait for tier two because they're really busy, I would have been like, I respect that. I'll wait.
I wonder if they have like, because so like at my previous job, before I did retail.
Yes, they're contractors, if that's what you're asking.
Well, no. Yes, but no. Before I was in retail, I did at home call center work, and they had something that our current job has for our managers, they have for all employees. I think it's called Monster Board or something, but it shows you all of the queues. Every queue that exists, there's a widget for it, there's a dashboard, it shows
you. We have
something
like that, but we don't have access to it.
Exactly. But they had it for everybody. And we were encouraged when I worked there to reference Monster Board when doing like a call transfer to another department. Like, you see how many calls, you see the estimated like wait time, and you just say, hey.
Well, they don't want you to transfer where we are now, so.
Well, no, because we're out of year end. But
I can see how that would be useful during year end.
Right. It's like, hey, like, it's going to be this amount of wait time. Most likely, like, assuming positive intent of that one person, they referenced a dashboard or a widget or something, and it said this XYZ, but probably a few people did that same thing.
Good point.
So, like, she probably did what she was supposed to do. That information just wasn't correct. Or, like, several people did the same thing at the same time, or like that department had a problem.
That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there have been times where your department just, like, has not been transferable before. Like, it didn't exist.
That was a great day.
I'm sure it was.
That was a great day. I haven't gotten a single call. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And someone pointed it out, and it got fixed.
Yeah, how dare they? The fuck?
I know, right? Leave it broken. Shit.
Yeah. Like, how dare? Working? What do you mean?
That was a lot of triggers.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that we should wrap it, because we still got to go to the Walmarts.
Yeah, and the Apple stores, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to go to the Apple store?
I need to get my Apple TV. Yes, I want to go to the Apple store.
Okay, fine.
Y'all.
Wait, so, okay, yeah, let's go ahead. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.